What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
So you see him in the background, Coach Joe Scott, Air Force Falcons here with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, good to see you again. How things going with you guys out there, man?
Thanks for having me on. Everything's good. Obviously, just getting ready to, you know, hard to believe as college football season just starts, we're already getting ready to start college basketball practice. You know, it's a little different days these days. You know, I think our first practice is September 26, our first allowable date, September 25th, and just seems like it keeps getting earlier and earlier. And we start school earlier than everybody out here. We started August 10th. Wow. So I got to be real careful this time of year, you know, with the amount that we do with our guys preseason, you know, because it just can make it for such a long year. So this time of year, sort of, you know, our guys play every day, just try to minimize the amount we actually coach them, you know, that I coach them, so that this voice as we go through the year doesn't, you know, for the guys doesn't get old, you know, and that's a big, big part of this sort of fall preseason for us.
Now, Coach, you said something very profound there. I remember when I was going to NC State playing football, we started school the last week of August. But of course, I had to be there for football camp early than that. Right. But school started the last week of August. Not, you said August 10th. That's no summer.
Exactly. Well, that's our calendar. You know, it's called the Air Force Academy. Our guys are almost always, you know, in school. I mean, you know, I'm not saying – that's another reason why I just said what I said. It's not like our guys, we get a typical summer break, you know, where – maybe they're, you know, away for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, gets, you know, we don't really get that. So even in the summertime, I don't demand their time. You know, I mean, I know today in college sports, the college coach is like, be here on campus for 8 straight weeks. You know, I just think that makes for a long year for any kid. I think that's why a lot of guys transfer, because they're constantly being like, having their thumbs put on them when you're supposed to be a kid in college playing basketball and loving it. And in some respects, you got to know how to do it on your own. You know, when you do something on your own, when it comes from you, that means you really love it. Yes. And that means you're going to stick with it and give it everything you have. You know, when you're constantly being told what to do all the time and go lift weights and be on campus and you're constantly getting coached, that gets old. You know, that gets old. And I think that makes, you know, kids sort of after 2 years go, man, this is old. Let me go somewhere else. At least it'll be new and different. Yes. Even though they're going to find out it's the same, but it'll be new and different.
Yes. You got there right, Coach. Yeah, Coach, can you believe this for you, man? This is your fourth season in your second stint being a head coach of Air Force. Has it flew? Is it flown by for you, Coach Ben? Is this your second time around there?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, the way I look at it is that first year when I got hired, it was COVID. There was no coaching going on. You know what I mean? You were just trying to. So for me, it's really been now 3 years back. This will be the way I look at it, like our third year. Right, we're actually coaching guys. We're getting guys. We're recruiting those guys. We're getting to the point where they're all our players. And we've through the whole recruiting process and we're making progress. I know that we're making progress. I'm really looking forward to this season. I mean, we had our best player left transferred. I mean, that's just what happens this year. Went to Clemson. So, you know, instead of me, it's actually invigorating me to the point of, okay, we got to come up with ways to be better. You know, we're not trying to replace what we lost. We have to be better. And here, you know, we got to do things differently here. You know, our competition is unbelievable. You know, this, some people say it's the hardest job in the country, being in the Mountain West. You know what I mean? The teams that we play in basketball. But that makes, you got to come up with some different things. We got to come up with different ways of playing, different ways of thinking. And I'm really doing that already. We've already been doing it. We know what this plan is we have. And the plan is to make improvement again. We've made improvement. We got to keep making improvement. And we're going to have some guys step up. You know what I mean? It's like we're going to have these some juniors who we've coached who haven't really played. All right, well, we've been coaching you for a reason. It's time to step up. You know, I'm talking about it's like, you know, it's like a Rocky. You know, you're going to get into the ring and, you know, are you going to be ready? You know, because you have a chance and hopefully that's what we need here at Air Force. You know, we don't have a transfer portal. Our transfer portal has to come from within our own program. You know, we can't go get guys out of the transfer portal. We can only lose them to the transfer portal. But that just means that the guys within our program, they got to get better. They got to improve. And when I call their number, yeah, you're a 21-year-old kid, 22-year-old kid, and we've been coaching you. You got to step up. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get that from a few key guys this year.
And Coach Scott, let me ask you this. When you're trying to recruit a young man to come to Air Force, a great academy, great education, great everything by Air Force, what are you looking for in a young man so that you know that he can handle the military piece of it, academic piece of it, and be able to play and will stay and not leave on you? Because I know that's very important. You don't invest into a kid that's going to leave on you after a year or two. So how do you go about trying to find the right fit, the right mixture of those things in a kid as you recruit them?
Well, I mean, that is obviously the challenge. You know, I don't know that last part. You know, I've said since I've been back, you know, everything's the same. The thing that's changed is you can just leave and play right away. You know, if you had to sit out still, the kid, we wouldn't lose guys. The first time I was here and we won the Mountain West, nobody transferred. Well, you had to sit out. Why are you going to leave what you said, a great institution, you know, a great education? You're playing in the Mountain West. You're doing well. Why are you going to leave? Well, today you can leave because, well, I can just go over there and play right away. And they might give me some money. You know, so I don't know if we'll continue to find out how we'll meet that challenge, but it does come down to working hard to try to, you know, in your recruiting, one, finding guys that straight basketball wise can compete at this level, or the kinds of guys who, you know what, if this kid's the right kind of kid and we coach him hard and we coach him the way we do, well, 2 years from now, he will be able to compete at this level. You know, and we have to go about it sort of differently and find different pieces, but it then comes down to, you know, finding that kid who has that ability, that sort of talent, but then whose mind, you know, and brain and background and parents value what we do here. You know, I mean, this is still really for us, this is still college basketball. You know, our guys get a great education. Our guys graduate in 4 years. You know, to your point, I got six juniors this year. They will get through this place in 4 years, play college basketball in 4 years, get a great education. I don't know how much that happens anymore because everybody's transferring schools, trying to find where the money is, you know, and that's not what this is, you know. So we got to find people that still value that, you know, and still understand. And I say this all the time, you know, no matter what, you're 20, you're going to be 25 one day. You're going to graduate, you know, you hopefully you're going to graduate college. And what all these kids are going to find out, you need a job. I don't care what, I don't care where you are, what you do. The time's going to come where you're going to need to get a job. And here you go to the Air Force Academy, you graduate with a great degree, you got a job. You got one of the best jobs in the country. You, automatic. You're making $90,000 a year. You got great benefits. You got a job in the career that you picked and majored in college. So, you know, we still have to find people that that understand that, value that, and know there's going to be the rest of your life, you know. And I say this all the time. I mean, it's, in this world we live in today, you know, a lot of these kids are just going to find out when they're 26, you know, there's no NIL money anymore. There's no such thing as NIL when you're 26 years old. It's no, nobody's giving you money. You know what I mean? So, you know, we still do things that way, and we have to find those kids. And the most importantly is you still have to be a really good basketball, you know, you got to be a really good basketball player. You got to love the game. You got to want to get coached and you want to get better. And if we can find those guys, well, then we'll compete. We'll swing for the fences. You know, they say we can't win here, but I don't believe that. So, you know, we'll swing for the fences.
You've done it before. You've done it before.
Well, and I know the kinds of kids you got to get, you know, and if you get them, then you do swing for the fences and you see what happens, you know? So that's sort of the process we're in right now. And for us, that's every year we got to find those kids and bring them in and see who's going to develop and see who's going to put the time in, you know, because you'll be amazed when you get an 18-year-old kid. You thought this guy over here, he was going to be the guy, you know, like from whatever. And then you just find out 2 years later, no, it was this guy over here because this guy works his tail off. This guy cares so much. This guy puts the time in, you know, he's got the right mental approach. So that's what this whole process is for us. And, you know, that's why I still, you know, I get to still coach sort of the way you used to coach college basketball, you know, what coaching really is. I still get to do that, put a team together, you know, try to get them to mold, come together, stay together, develop that chemistry. You know, a lot of other people today are, well, they're getting eight transfers in 1 year and they got a new team every year. And that's a whole different way of coaching. And that's what a lot of college coaches got to figure out today. I still get to do it the old way, you know, and that actually makes me happier. So, you know, I'm glad for that.
And coach, I had a similar situation in 2008 in the spring. You know, I was playing football going to my senior year, right? Georgia State started football and they tried to sell me on coming back home to Atlanta, but I've been to NC State 4 years. I was going to my fifth year as a senior. I'm not going to leave and go play just to be at home because just to be at home. When you're start up a team, I'm like, no, I'm a senior. I know my quarterback. I'm going to get a bunch of targets, and I want to have NFL aspirations. I'm not leaving this to go that. And this, it's because I'm at home. So even me, it wasn't the same world, but it was brought to my attention that we want to have you here. You come home. But I value loyalty, coach. I value people who have cared for me for 4 years. And, you know, my dad's a Vietnam veteran. My dad was a coach, too. So I value certainly that. My dad's 85 years old, Coach Scott. Still, he instilled in me a lot of stuff. So even at 08, as a 22-year-old, I knew better than to leave somebody I've been 4 years, start something brand new.
Well, and I think, you know, one way I look at it these days is, and this is how you know what you're saying is true. You said loyalty. That's what you value. You know that's not valued anymore because all you hear people say today is, it's all about relationships. It's all about relationships. Well, me and you already know that. That's what you learn as you go through it. Yeah. It is all about, and when it is for you, you don't have to say it. You don't just go around saying it's all about relationships. When people to me are saying it's all about relationships, That's when the buzzer goes off in my head and I know, oh, no, it's not. It's all about something else for you.
Transactional.
Right? That's what it is. It's all about the money. It's all about what are you going to do for me? And yes, it's not about that relationship. It's not about that loyalty anymore, but that's fine. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? And I really don't know anymore how much people value education. You know what I mean? I don't value it. They value, where's the money? You know, and all right. I just know from experience, you know what? When you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, that's when you got to learn, got to value your education. You got to know life's about relationships and it's about loyalty, because you're just going to find that out as you go through your life that it is, you know, and that's I think it's going to be one of the ramifications, negative consequences of this time is a lot of these kids are just going to find out when they're 28 and they went to three schools, they don't have any relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you didn't take the time to build them because it was all about you and what you wanted. And, you know, so again, I'm fortunate that I coach at a place where that is still what it's all about. You know, I'm unfortunate, you know, because it's such a hard job, you know, like that we're not the same as San Diego State. We're not the same as Colorado State, but we got to figure out ways to beat them. Well, that's what coaching's all about. That's what competition's all about. And we're still sort of doing it, you know, in that fashion, which, like I said earlier, you know, makes me really enjoy what I do.
Hey, Coach Scott, my dad was so happy to hear I'm talking to you because my dad's a West Point guy. So My dad's so happy to hear me talking to you today because He said, son, you're doing the right thing. People need to hear about the military schools. I said, Dad, I understand that. I know what I'm doing.
That's right.
You know, but I'm thankful for my dad, Coach Scott, because my dad gave me those qualities that are missing in today's young man. My dad gave, instilled in me young about lowest relationships, making sound decisions, seeing the bigger picture, Not the small picture. And a lot of these guys are taking this quick money just to be the eighth man on the bench. And And where's your tape? Where's your film at? You didn't play. You only played 4 minutes here, eight minutes a game. And we don't want to sign you. I'd rather be a world beater at a quote-unquote non-Power 5 school and put out good film and put out good tape and get signed that way and not just sell them to take this quick money and I'm on the bench forever, you know, and I'm not playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I call it the long game. You know, I mean, everybody today wants to play the short game. And that's not the way in life to be successful in life. You know what I mean? It's called the long game. You got to know it's the long game and you put your time in, you build those relationships. You know, I have a son who plays at Princeton and well, guess what? He's got great teammates. It's the long, you play, you build that, you know what? You end up with something special, you know, and I played at Princeton and played for Coach Kirill and all of us had one coach for 30 years and the bonds that we have, the friendships that we have. You know, that's what college sport, you know, that's what it's about. You know what I mean? I want to keep playing. Right. Everybody wants to keep playing. But we all know in the grand scheme of things, the amount that you keep playing is going to be nowhere near the amount of the rest of your life.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, again, we try to find those people. It might be getting harder and harder to find people who value education and the things we're talking about, but they're still out there and we got to do it. And when you do it that way, I think, you know, over the course of 4 years and 5 years, man, you really do get something special. You know what I mean? You get to compete at such a high level. You get to compete at such a high level doing what you love with people you really respect and have a relationship with. And there's nothing like that. You know what I mean? That's called being on a team. And a lot of these kids are not on a team, man. They're all on their own team. These people are... There's nothing like being on a team, you know what I mean? And when you're on one and you know it, oh, that's when it's fun, you know? And when you're not, and you're on a bunch of guys who think they're on a team, who are all on their own team, it ain't any fun. You know, and so again, I'm fortunate that I get to keep coaching this way, you know, and having to do it in a way where, okay, we got to come up with some different ways to compete against San Diego State, to play against New Mexico. You know, we got some really good teams in this league. San Diego State played for the national championship last year. I got to get guys who say, you know what? It doesn't matter what they say, right? It's what we do because they say we can't beat them. All right. I don't know who they are. And I don't care who they are, I just care who we are and what we have inside of us, you know, and, you know, hopefully we can keep building what we're doing here. And this year, if we could make progress again, then we're going to have a lot of guys back the following year. And that's, you know, what building a team and building a program is. And, you know, we'll get started here in the next couple of weeks.
And Coach, I got two more for you, Coach. One of them is about your MTE you're having out there, man. Tell me about the MTE you guys are hosted and what teams will be involved in the MTE.
Yeah, but we got it's the Falcon Classic, you know, Air Force Falcon Classic. We got William and Mary is coming out to play. Omaha is coming out of Summit League. So William and Mary's in the Colonial. Omaha's in the Summit League. And then we got Lindenwood, who's new to Division One, you know, second year, I think, Division One.
OVC school. Yep.
What's that?
OVC school.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly. They're coming out. You know, they're from St. Louis. So, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be three games at our place, but we're doing three games over 4 days. So they'll actually be like a day off in between. But it's one of those things where these MTEs, doesn't matter if you're in a, you know, one of the big time ones or whether you're in one that we're doing, it's an opportunity sort of to play two games in 2 days, maybe take a day. It's almost like conference tournament at the end of the year. Somewhere in there, you got to get that experience of, yeah, we got back-to-back games. We might have three games in a row if you want to actually win your conference tournament. So again, it's making sure you have those opportunities on your schedule. And for us, you know, makes us, we got to be good at home. In order to be good at home, you got to play home games. You got to win those games. And, you know, and when you're building a program again, well, then your fans are there and they see you playing at home and they see you winning. Okay, you do that non-conference. That's what you got to do first before you say you're going to do it in the Mountain West. You know, I know we got to win, figure out how to win league games at home. Well, guess what? Best way to do that is win non-conference games at home. You know, and then you're developing that habit of winning, you know, having a home court advantage, and then you figure out how to take that next step in league.
That's one for your coaches. With Coach, you're not coaching hard and doing your thing on the court, man. How do you, like, get time just to Coach Scott and to decompress a little bit, get away from basketball and just kind of enjoy life?
Well, I mean, I think I'm fortunate, I think, just in the fact that, you know, I played for Pete Carril, coached with Pete Carril. My experience in coaching, and people would maybe look at Pete Carril and think he was like a, you know, just an intense rate, which he was, but he was an unbelievable sort of mentor, because I think sometimes someone might look at me like, well, he's so intense. And well, I think since I am and since he was, we have such a way to know that, well, okay, I'm that intense, but you can't be that way all the time. So then there's a balance that I just naturally have. It's almost like when I leave, I leave, you know what I mean? And that doesn't mean I don't think, okay, what can we do better? But I'm not staying and going crazy, and I'm not crazy with my assistants, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you guys have to have your own life. You're professionals. You got to figure that out. And, you know, you got to know how to do your job. And I think if you can do it that way, again, you build a good team. You know, I know my staff, my coaches like each other. They love being with each other. They enjoy spending time with each other. We spend time with each other outside of basketball, you know? And I think that's, again, that's what coaching really is. We all know, okay, I know you got to win. We all know you got to win. We all know there's that kind of pressure. Trick is, as you know it, don't have it come into your, you know, your sort of personal life. You know what I mean? Just make sure you're able to enjoy your coaches and enjoy your family. You know, I got two sons, you know, one's at University of Georgia, one's playing at Princeton. And my wife, I mean, like, enjoy what you have, you know, and figure out ways to make sure that you're always doing it. It's hard to do in this day and age because people are always thinking, you know, but you can't worry about that. You know what I mean? Because none of that helps you when you're on the court. You know what I mean? None of that helps you get your players to do the things that you're asking them to do better, you know? So that is a trick. But like I said, I think I just had really good men, you know, playing for Coach, working with him, Bill Carmody. I've just been around some really, really, you know, I would say great coaches who are normal. That's what I say, normal guys, you know? But that is a trick in this business today to try to make sure you have that balance.
Well, Coach Scott, we're fresh to have us talk with you, and sharing your perspective on it and sharing my perspective with you as well. I think that should, what we talked about today is some people really hear about. And I think it's will be refreshing for our listeners to hear something different about the game of basketball and how you do it, man. Someone had the show, because I know Air Force is a little different and all these other schools out here. So hearing about from your perspective going to really help to understand what it is about being Air Force Falcon.
No, I appreciate you having me on. You know, I know we've been on before, and you know what? Love talking with you, because it is good to hear different things and get different perspectives and still know that, all right, we're in the Mountain West and we're competing like everybody else, and we got to figure out ways to win. But we still are doing it a little bit differently.
Yes, sir. Coach Skiles, always fun, man. Best luck to you this year. Hope we're talking in March when you're going to the big dance.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
I see you, Coach. It was fun.
All right, we'll see you later. Yep, thanks.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.